You're still here. That's not nothing. This is where the hard work is. Let's talk. You thought this part would feel different. I know. The whole plan assumed that getting close enough to the end would generate something. A second wind, a shift in energy, the bit in the film where the music changes and you just know. Something to carry you home that isn't just more of the same. The music hasn't changed. The committee is here. Wendy still has the folder. She will always have the folder. Please make peace with the folder. The folder is not going anywhere. And she's watching you from across the table. Dave has his prepared remarks. He's been holding them since chapter 2, has not once been invited to deliver them, and remains absolutely prepared. Motivation is in Bali, deeply tanned. It's been there long enough now that it has a whole separate social life. It sends no postcards. It has genuinely moved on. Here's what finishing is. It's a decision. The same decision you've been making since chapter 2, in the same conditions, by the same person. Not a feeling. Not something that arrives to carry you across the line. Just determination. Still here, still deciding, completely unremarkably doing what it's been doing across every flat Tuesday in this book. And the finish line. I need to tell you the truth about the finish line. It is not a meadow. On the other side of the door is not warm light and permanent rest, and the specific satisfaction of a thing that is finally, forever done. On the other side is the next thing. But here's why that's exactly right. You didn't stay to reach the meadow. You stayed because each day of staying built something that no feeling was ever going to hand you. The meaning was in the middle, in the bad weeks, in the strokes taken with no receipt and no applause and no reason, except that the deciding was still standing. The finish line is just where you find out you were right.